You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Minutes after 10 a.m. This is CKUW 95.9 FM Community Radio, live from the University of Winnipeg, our home for 25 years of FM broadcasting. It is the 1st of July, 2024. My name's Rob. Welcome to Department 13. We've got an exciting show on the way. I hope you'll stay tuned. Right now, let's update the weather. Showers right now in Winnipeg. Risk of a thunderstorm, wind south to 30K this morning, a high of 20 degrees. UV will be 5, which is moderate. Showers, risk of a thunderstorm tonight, another 10 millimeters of rain expected, a low of 16. Kind of a wet day tomorrow, 22 degrees the high, 70% chance of showers, periods of rain Tuesday night. Wednesday, 22 degrees, mixture of sun and cloud. Normals this time of year, highs of 25 degrees, trending below average for the start of this week, and then warming up a little bit towards the weekend. Average highs of 25, lows of 13 degrees. Okay, well, like I said, we've got a fantastic show on the way. We're going to hear a little bit of party music. We'll do a Canada tribute, and then it's going to be time for my guests. That's right, we got kids on the radio today. We've got a joke break, we've got a fact break. We're going to do a YouTube review. I don't know, what else can we fit in? I think it's going to be fantastic. Stay tuned. This is live from the studios at the University of Winnipeg, CKUW 95.9 FM.
Hey there, you're listening to 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. That would be CKUW.
July, and we're shouting hooray up Canada way when the maple leaf flies high, when the silver jets from east to west go streaming through our sky. We'll be shouting hooray up Canada way when the great parade goes by. Oh Canada, standing tall together, we raise our hands and hail our flag, the maple leaf forever. It's Canada Day, up Canada way, on the coast of Labrador. And we're shouting hooray, up Canada way, on the wide Pacific shore. People everywhere have a song to share on Canada's holiday. From Peely Island in the sunny south, to the North Pole far away. Oh Canada, standing tall together, we raise our hands and hail our flag, the maple leaf forever. Yeah. It's Canada Day, up Canada Way, when the long cold winter's done. And we're shouting hooray, up Canada Way, for the great days yet to come. Where maple trees grow maple leaves when the northern sun is high. We're Canadians and we're born again on the first day of July. Oh, Canada, standing tall together, we raise our hands and hail our flag, the maple leaf forever. It's Canada Day, up Canada Way, from the lakes to the prairies wide. And we're shouting hooray, up Canada Way, on the St. Lawrence River side. People everywhere have a song to share on Canada's holiday. From Peely Island in the sunny south to the North Pole far away. Old Canada, standing tall together, we raise our hands and hail our flag, the maple leaf forever. We raise our hands and hail our flag, the maple leaf forever.
CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Radio.
Apartment 13.
It's time for radio. How's it going?
Good.
I'm joined in the studio by Charles. Mm-hmm. How are you doing today?
Good.
And Thora, how are you today?
Amazing.
You can't use hand signals. No one can hear that.
I know.
This show's called Department 13. My name's Rob. We got two great kids here. They're excited.
If people were deaf.
No, they can't.
But they can't hear the hand signals.
The hand signals.
Because the radio's only audio.
We need hand signals.
I don't think they work. Okay.
It's not YouTube.
Welcome to the radio show. This is Department 13. My name's Rob. Two great kids here. We got Charles. We got Thora. They're going to be on the show in time to time. We got a joke break. We're going to have some facts. A YouTube review. How's your summer going so far, Charles?
Yeah.
Yeah? You're just chill. Mm-hmm. Big plans? We got cousins coming tomorrow.
Cousins coming over.
So we've been busy cleaning the house.
Yeah.
It's kind of a tough way to start your summer vacation, hey? Doing a lot
of... Well, it's nice because our house is very messy, and I like my new room.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's good. Thora, how's your cleaning been going?
Good.
What's been the hardest thing to get rid of?
Everything.
Everything? Yeah, you generate a lot of art, and you want to keep it all, hey?
What?
I wonder who she inherited it from.
Yeah, Dad does keep a lot of stuff around, it's true. It's been hard for me to get rid of little bits of junk, but that's how we're starting our summer vacation. I hope your summer vacation, if you're on it right now, is off to a great start, and you're enjoying the holiday weekend. Even if you don't have holidays coming up, it's Canada Day. And a bit of a damp one, though. Rain is not going to make it too much fun to hang out. That rain is going to continue most of the day. But, of course, lots of things going on around the city. We'll take a look at that later on in the show as well. For now, what'd you guys think of those Canada songs?
Yeah,
we heard from B.J. Snowden in Canada Day. We heard Canada Day Up, Canada Away from Stompin' Tom Connors.
Yeah,
no?
Pretty good.
Yeah, didn't like that. And the last one was...
I wasn't really listening.
Portland's The Thermals with Canada.
Yeah, I liked the last one.
You liked the last one? You thought it was too loud, Thora.
Well, I wasn't even listening.
Oh, okay. Well, some great Canada
so
songs.
Loud.
Great Canada songs for Canada Day. Stay tuned. Lots of wonderful music to come on Department 13. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM.
Such same primitive tools, programming fevered dreams with the rules. over and tossed them out in the street. You tiptoe for ages, but lose yourself, flipping back pages, unbuckling belts.
Downtown Underground, CKUW 95.9 in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada.
Brand new music from the band Wilco. They just released an EP, Hot Sun, Cool Shroud. And that song's Annihilation. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM, community campus radio from the studios here at the University of Winnipeg in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. Time is 10:29, and it's a special day on the show. We've got Charles and Thora here, and we've got some live radio with the kids. Thora's going to be coming on in about 10 minutes and doing a bit of a YouTube in review. That's what kids do these days. They spend you might know this. They spend a lot of time on YouTube. Probably almost as much time as I spent in front of the TV when I was a kid. Maybe less. Before Wilco, we heard from Spoon with Do You and Guided by Voices, Fictional Environment Dream. Is it their 39th album? Is it their 40th album? I don't know. It's a lot, but it's the only one for 2024, and it's out now. We love Guided by Voices. Amazing to, you know, same thing with Jeff Tweedy of Wilco. How do they just keep writing songs? I mean, amazing that creativity just keeps coming from those groups and singers and songwriters. We love it. Love to celebrate it here. Well, CKUW is listener-driven, ad-free community radio thanks to support from folks like you. That's right. It's students here at the University of Winnipeg and listeners in the community that help pay the bills here at CKUW. And I'm happy to be part of this station and glad that you're tuning in and enjoying it. Tell a friend about CKUW and the diverse schedule of programs that we have. If you're ever looking to, explore the schedule, well, our program guide is available on our website, ckuw.ca/schedule, and also in every issue of Stylus magazine. A brand new issue of Stylus should be out and about in, just by the end of this coming week. So keep your eyes peeled. You can also find Stylus on the CKUW website, ckuw.ca/stylus. And they post the full magazine as well as excerpts to the web. Okay, we're just going to keep the music going right now. In this next set, we'll hear from La Luz, Hooray for the Riff Raff, and MJ Lenderman. This is La Luz with Always in Love.
It's true, I am.
That's Alinda Segarra. Hooray for the riffraff. You're listening to CKUW Community Radio from the University of Winnipeg. My name's Rob. This show is Department 13. It's 10:38 a.m., the 1st of July, and pretty wet out there. We were looking at weather earlier on in the show. 15 degrees right now at the Forks, a high of 20 degrees. Showers for most of the day. Showers tonight, and again, 70% chance of showers tomorrow. Currently, barometric pressure is at 1,014 millibars and falling. Now, I've taken a close look. I'm no meteorologist, but I've taken a look here at the weather radar and the satellite maps, and it does look like we've got some on and off periods of showers at least until 2:30, maybe 3 p.m. But if you're planning on attending any Canada Day celebrations, there is a chance that after 3 p.m. things will be drying out, and you know, some of the stuff that's happening might be a bit more pleasant to check out. There is a lot going on around town, as usual. Osborne Village attempting to relaunch their Canada Day celebrations. That always used to be a hot spot. Of course, Canada Day at the Forks ongoing with free stages and lots of things to do, and Assiniboine Park as well, with food trucks and performances, improv, and lots of different things. The Cube at Old Market Square is going to be in action, and the Bombers are hosting a free event tonight at the Princess Auto Stadium. That's going to feature Sam Roberts Band, fireworks, and more. So lots to do if you want to take a chance on the rain. Like I said, looking like it might clear up maybe 3 p.m., but quite a heavy system moving through over the next couple of hours. Okay, let's get back to music. Thor is coming up with an update on a YouTube review. Up next, though, for music, this is MJ Lenderman.
Up in the road, dude tripping off his friend.
And we're back. That was MJ Lenderman. He has a brand new album on the way. Rudolph, the name of that song. You might recognize his voice. He's in the band Wednesday and contributes mightily to the latest album from Waxahachie. Time is 10:44 a.m. Joining me in studio, I've got Thora. How are you doing? You're doing a little chair dance there.
It's not just a cheer dance.
Not a cheer dance. You're just getting warmed up for your big spot here on the radio. Yeah. I've brought you on to talk about one of your favorite things in the world.
YouTube.
So,
or YouTube Kids.
YouTube Kids. So you've got a few channels here we're going to review. Let's start off with, which one do you want to start with? Start at the top?
Yeah.
Hi-Ho Kids. What's this one about?
So they do different stuff. Sometimes they do it where, like, kids try food that are, like, banned in countries or, like, space food or other foods.
Okay. So it's like a taste test kind of channel?
And there's also some where they're, like, fighting debates.
Like fighting debates?
like debates.
Well, what kind of debate would you have on Hi-Ho Kids?
So basically there was, like, there'd be, like, a giant board with papers in front. They're numbered. They pull them.
Okay.
And whatever it says behind them, they have to...
But can you give me an example of one of the debates that they had that you watched?
Well, once it was this kid wanted to grow his hair long.
Oh, so it was sort of, should he grow his hair long or not?
No, it's like his mom didn't want him to grow his hair long, so they fought.
Right, so that's the debate they had.
And one of the things that they did was dandruff.
Oh, okay.
So, like, they sprinkled dandruff on the
kid's head. Like, as part of the debate, they sort of do little stunts and things like that. Okay.
To distract them.
Okay.
And the mom and the kid take turns.
Okay. That sounds kind of fun. What's the second channel here? My Froggy Stuff. What's up on My Froggy Stuff? This is a crafting channel.
Kinda. They make, like, stuff for their dolls.
Okay.
Or, like...
What kind of stuff?
Mini stuff.
Okay, but stuff is pretty general. Can you give me an example of something that they made for their dolls that you thought was neat?
Well, they open a lot of mini brands.
So they're mostly making toys.
Yeah.
Okay.
Also, they like... But they don't really make the stuff.
Right.
Sometimes they do, because once in one of their YouTube Shorts videos, they, out of like a certain type of string, they made a basket.
Oh, that's kind of neat. Okay. Okay, so that's My Froggy Stuff. Sounds like they spend a lot of time kind of opening toys. And then Minute Earth. This is a science channel.
Yeah.
I think this one's pretty cool. What's your favorite part on Minute Earth?
How they talk about in the video where they talked about, like, different animal breeds.
Okay.
Like...
What did you learn?
How to make a mole.
How to make a mole?
Like a mule.
Oh, a mule. Oh, yeah. Yes. That's a donkey and a horse.
Uh-huh.
Right? And then you get a mule.
Yeah.
And that's on Minute Earth. Okay.
Explained how it's, like, very rare.
Okay. Neat. Okay. So are you going to bring some Minute Earth facts to the fact break later on in the show?
No,
these are all different facts. Okay. You got one more channel here. Simji. What's Simji's channel?
She makes rugs.
Oh, that sounds cool. Like full-size big rugs?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So
you watch her using, like, a loom, or does she use a machine?
Like, yeah, she uses the machine.
Okay.
And sometimes she, like, once she made a KFC rug.
Okay.
Because, like, sometimes she makes rugs and then tries to trade for something.
Oh, so with the KFC logo.
Yeah.
But a rug.
And she makes, like, a bunch of characters.
Okay. Well, that sounds great.
And one of the challenges she did was, like, melted ice cream.
Melted ice cream, okay.
Instead of glue.
Oh, I don't think that would work very
well. It did actually work, and she used mint chip ice cream.
To hold a rug together?
It
just kind of gets... Well,
so
yeah.
She was doing the pull test, and nothing came out.
Okay.
It was... And Yeah, it was.
All right. So if you're looking for novelty rug making videos, Simji is your channel to go to.
And once she did one where, like, she made a rug.
Uh huh.
But some parts she didn't cover in glue.
Oh, okay.
She also made the tiniest rug ever.
Okay. Well, that sounds...
And the longest rug.
Okay. You have a lot to say about the Simji channel. That sounds like a popular one.
She really only makes shorts.
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you, Thora, for popping in and updating us on YouTube. Stay tuned. The joke break is coming up in 10 minutes' time, and we'll have you back for... Did You Know? Oh. Right?
Fact break.
Oh, you're going to have a fact break. We're going to have a fact break alarm. That's right. Okay. All that and more still to come on Department 13. Up next, Jade Hairpins.
Yeah.